God does this throughout the Bible, throughout our history. Look at Moses on that mount. He had one thing in his life that meant anything, and that was that staff that fought off people from his sheep, that fought off lions and bears from eating his sheep. That was one thing he had that he could depend on. It kept his sheep in line. And yet God said what? Throw it down, Moses. But does the story end there? No. God blessed the staff and gave it back to Moses. And he said, Moses, with my staff, you will set what? My people free. What would have happened if Moses never dropped that staff? God asks, and out of faith we give, because we want. Faithfulness is obedience, right? Faithfulness is penitence. Faithfulness is keeping God's will at center point in our life. And unless God's will is at center point in our life, we are not faithful. So Abraham makes the offering and has stopped the last moment from actually killing Isaac, and thus renders Isaac the gift and returns him to God. When Abraham has shown that he can make this offering, this ultimate sacrifice, yielding any claim upon the child as his own possession, obviously it was not, right? It was a gift from God at 100 years old, right? The child is allowed to live because Abram's faithfulness to God's will. To carry on the line of Abraham, to inherit the promise. Isaac is Abraham's whole life at this point. His name, his fortune, his future, the most precious thing he has, the one thing he really would not want to and could not afford to give up, his own life, amen, would be easier to give up than Isaac. But that is not enough. It is precisely the center of Abraham's world that must be surrendered to God. The center of Abraham's world must be surrendered to God. God must become the center, and Abraham must live in absolute reliance upon God and absolute commitment to His will. Grateful acceptance of the gift freely given. Grateful acceptance of the gift freely given and willing to surrender. Excuse me if I could read. Grateful acceptance of the gift freely given and willing to surrender the whole of it to God's disposition. This is the meaning of Abraham's faith and thus of Abraham's descendants. And who are Abraham's descendants? Just you? Oh, all of us are Abraham's descendants. Grateful acceptance of the gift freely given and willing surrender to the whole of it to God's disposition. This is the meaning of Abraham's faith and thus of the faith of his descendants. That's you and me. What have we learned thus far about faith? Remember Martin Luther's metaphor of faith last week? You remember that? Remember he said everything depends upon faith. The person who does not have faith is like someone, now stick with me, is like someone who has to cross the sea but is so frightened that he does not trust the ship. You remember that? And so he stays where he is and is never saved because he will not get on board and cross over. Faith, according to Luther, is not simply believing that something is true. It's being prepared to act upon that belief and relying upon it. You remember in Scripture, even demons believe. Right? Even demons believe in God. Even demons know who Jesus is. Faith is not simply believing that something is true. It's being prepared to act upon that belief and relying upon it. Today, we extend that definition to obedience and penitence or repentance.